I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria officially labels the Lakarawa Group a terrorist organization after years of violent attacks in rural communities. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the designation allows Nigerian forces to arrest suspects, freeze assets, and dismantle Lakarawa's networks. However, questions remain about whether these measures address the conditions that allowed the group to flourish.
A lot of these terrorist groups feed on the fact that many of these young men especially don't have jobs, they're poor, and here's an opportunity to join this group, cause all sorts of havoc in the name of Islam, and use it to get material gain.
Meanwhile, religious minorities suffer, ask God to protect and strengthen believers in northern Nigeria, and consider providing practical help and biblical counseling. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And the Chinese New Year kicks off today. Traditions include donning new clothes and gifting money in the hongbao, the lucky red envelopes. China Partners' Eric Berkland tells us.
The Chinese Christians, however, use this as a way to reach out to their communities and to their friends and to their families.
Since many urban dwellers grew up in the rural parts of the country, routes home can take several hours or even days. Many Chinese Christians see their train and plane rides as open witnessing doors.
Their love for Jesus is more important to them than what the government tells them what they can and cannot do.
Boldness and witnessing comes in the midst of a government push to infiltrate communism into every aspect of life.
Well, guess what? They're not going to be successful because communism will never win over Christ and his church.
So join us in praying for boldness and witnessing and the continued faithfulness of these Chinese believers. More prayer points can be found at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.